hope is to put some of them to the city to see what can be done. Now, a lot of you wanted to talk about trees. Joining us from Ecology Ottawa to talk about your ideas, their Living City Program Manager, Natasha Jovanovic. Hello there.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So a lot of listeners wanted to talk about the planting of trees. And so this would be listeners like Kate, who mentioned the planting of trees along all roads and streets and in all parking lots. It got me thinking about how many trees we would need to be thinking about when it comes to making the kind of changes required during a code red. What effect could we see trees along every road and street and parking lot having when it comes to greenhouse gases?
Well, when it comes to greenhouse gases, trees do absorb greenhouse gases and air pollutants. And so if you take there's a number of 500 full-size trees that it takes to absorb the carbon dioxide produced by about one car driven 20,000 kilometers for a whole year. So in terms of carbon sequestration, absorbing all that carbon, you need quite a lot of trees.
Yeah. 500 trees for every car for a year. That would be a lot of trees everywhere. But I mean, there's obviously a lot that effect it would have in terms of doing good, but what kinds of trees would we need? Like, because I guess I always think of tree planting as being saplings in the ground, but you're talking about what fully grown trees can do, right?
Absolutely. And so that is one of the things you have to be careful of with tree planting initiatives, to make sure that if they're planting small trees, making sure they're taking care of them so that they do grow into these big, beautiful trees that provide all of the additional benefits on top of the greenhouse gas absorption, like green infrastructure, preventing flooding, and a whole bunch of social and health impacts as well. But so what trees to plant, it really depends. It's specific for every planting project, but a good rule of thumb is you always want to make sure that you're planting native species to your area. So you're planting the sort of right trees in the right spots that will benefit your local ecosystem.
Do we have a tree planting strategy in Ottawa?
Yes, we do, actually. We have the Urban Forest Management Plan, which is a 20-year management plan intended to protect and grow Ottawa's urban forest.
Okay, and is it maintained in terms of, it seems to me if we're trying to make a difference with trees that there's a plan there that we need to look into.
Absolutely, and it is actually, the plan in and of itself is great and really ambitious. What the problem we run into often with it is securing funding to be able to implement it fully and timely. So that's one of the things that it's most at risk of.
Right. So in terms of things that we could put to the city would be perhaps investing in that plan, ensuring that it has the funding.
Absolutely. And one of those things in particular that city staff have, that we know that they need, are more of them more staff to handle the new requirements.
It's one thing to be planting trees. A lot of listener anger was about trees being torn down when construction and new developments. And at one project in particular, listeners like Rowena, who wanted Ottawa to revise plans for its new hospital campus on Carling, specifically save from demolition some 600 trees, providing heat mitigation, increasing production of oxygen, absorbing rain and meltwater, and releasing it slowly and supporting pollinators and birds who eat insect pests. Susan Bailey adding, at the time of climate change, it makes no sense at all to be destroying hundreds of trees in green space. Maria saying Ottawa should not be cutting down 680 mature carbon-absorbing trees on the central experimental farm for a new hospital site. Even replanting the same number of saplings years down the road will not be enough to make up for this loss. Just some of the emails coming in about this new development. First of all, when it comes to the number of trees, how many are we talking about in that location getting cut down?
In that location, I believe the last numbers I heard were 524 trees are currently at risk. And a big problem with that hospital design in that particular location is the amount of trees that are actually at risk for parking in particular. So one of the things that we're really hoping that they send that plan back to the drawing board and if not move it, are able to redesign it in a way that puts all the parking underground like they said they were going to in the first place, to be able to save a bunch of those trees.
Because if you could get the parking going underground, and I understand this is not going to be the complete solution to this, but if the parking was going underground, then fewer of the trees would have to be cut down, and some of that, their effects would still continue then.
Exactly.
Lisa Patterson mentions no rooftop garden on this hospital is going to make up for all the mature trees that will be lost. Can you talk to me a little bit about that, this solution that is also angering people of the rooftop garden making up for what's being cut down?
Yeah, I think there's two sort of factors to that. There's no way the rooftop garden would be able to, like you said, replace all of those mature trees that are getting cut down and the benefits that those provide to our environment. But then there's also the sort of community aspect to it as well. The Queen Juliana Park, which is one of the ones that the parking structure is going to go on, it's a really important community feature, and that's just not the community's not going to have that as a rooftop garden on top of a parking structure.
There was a listener named Richard whose list of ideas included stop the common practice of developers removing mature trees from building sites. I'm just wondering, what kind of policies would make sense when it comes to construction and development, when it comes to trees? Because several of the listeners are bringing up the fact that this is too common, that the trees get cut down on in green spaces, that these are the spaces that are being used right now for construction and development.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing is to prioritize buildings on already paved locations, not to tear down the green space in the first place. But then beyond that, there's also the new tree protection bylaw that was implemented this past year, which is really great steps in the right direction of implementing more fees and permit requirements and tree protection requirements for new construction sites.
Making it costlier for developers to do it if they
exactly.
were going to
Exactly, and having that money be put back into the larger urban forest management plan.
Which, again, kind of bringing us back to what you talked about at the beginning in terms of that program actually needing funding. Now, a lot of the tree spaces in Ottawa, though, are also on federal land. Does that complicate what the city can do anything about?
It definitely does. And so that's why it's so important, too, especially with the federal election coming up, is to talk to the candidates and ask them to elect candidates who will protect this green space we have in Ottawa that we're so lucky to have. So we are actually at Ecology Ottawa, we're sending around an election survey to all of the candidates, and we're going to be asking them a bunch of environmental questions, not just on trees, but on climate change and transit as well. And all of their responses will be up on our website, so people can check those out.
Just lastly, Natasha, I mean, a lot of this seems to come down to involvement of the city, involving a group like yours when it's making a decision about a place like the land for the hospital that's angering a lot of people right now. Is there more that can be done there when it comes to city planners listening to a group like Ecology Ottawa?
Well, I think that what really it boils down to is getting more people to be more vocal about the decisions that the city is making and is thinking of making. Even if you kind of your councillor knows about the issue or you think it's redundant for whatever reason, it's always beneficial to talk to them about the issues. So even if you think you're being a little bit repetitive, they need to hear that their constituents care about those issues. So making a bunch of noise about it, signing the petitions that we've got on ecologyottawa.ca is a good start.
Natasha, thanks for your time today. Thanks for taking a look at what listeners had to say.
Thank you so much.
Natasha Jovanovic, Ecology Ottawa's Living City Program Manager. We'll have more of your ideas about what the municipal government can do about climate change next week on the show. You can email us allinaday@cbc.ca.